Mem Aleph Msachim Rosh Hashiva Chav Tes Adar Aleph Hetar Shemem Vav March 10th, 1986, on Monday continued.
And since we pass the light of Shemem, someone may, on one hand, we pass the light of Chachamim, that most of the time is not Tzifreshe, and on the other hand, we pass the light of Shemem, so it's Mutal HaChatzir. So the Rabbi is Mutal HaChatzir, and the Chav is Mutal HaChatzir. You see, there is a shtes Hashem that the Chabe is also a chatzir. For a different reason, the Baha'i says, because he's the Tao to Mukze. So something else is a different kind of an Issa. But as far as Ashwa's Gumas is concerned, there is no Issa altogether. There is no Issa altogether. So in other words, here. So now let's see, the Gemara says, so the question is, Shora Buhatzil has reference only to Merabi, or it is reference to Mechabi also. So on that point, there is a Machlokes Hashem. Let's see the basis. The reason the kind of Rav Shimon, Shora Buhatzil. The hack Shora keep it my time. I feel it is. So in other words, so our real shikun is that you are allowed to sleep with floor and Shabbos, even if it's made of God, and even if it will possibly involve Ashwa's Gumas, but it's a double Hashem Mishab. It's a double Hashem Mishab, so it's moved. Veni Olim, Yitzhari Kol HaKeli, Omar Abreza, Mechabish HaTamon HaTalto, Borchim Machmur. In the Hamotel, Bowling of the Birth, Tamma, like Man Shora, for the Shin, the Shinava Felisa, the Shora of Lafayette, about a Kimitos of Koran, the Shinazis of Hamotel, the Shavir Hocher of Shin or Dafter. So, this is his head that when the mother says a commentary of Shin, it's Mutter, it has reference only to Hebrew, not Kibbutz. But why is Kibbutz different? For different reasons. Because of Tiltum Mukt. In other words, Satifi Shiki is that Tiltum Mukt in Natsad is also, because that's Tiltum Mukt in Natsad. It's not the regular way. So, but if we say that Tiltum Mukt in Natsad is Mutter, then there is no basis to ask a Kibbutz, even of the carpet floor and Shabbos. But if she can use the Tiltum Mukt in Natsad, but it's a different reason. But by Kibbutz there is no Tiltum Mukt. So maybe it's Mutal HaChatzila, even though it will possibly involve Ashwa's Gumas. Now let's see how the Rambam passes this one. There is a Rambam in Hashem. Yes, right. Test. Noshim ha-misach keis ve-geizim u-shkeidim v-chayetze ben asureis l-ischet ben v-shabes shemo yoveil l-hashpiz gumes v-yosa l-chabit z-akarka shemo yishke gumes elon kin ho-yorotsu barai. So the Rambam passes that only ribbit is muter on Shabbos, but Kibbutz is also. Tesis also, not like the Baha'i. But Tesis also says that it's also. But Tesis also said for a different reason, because of Tiltum Mukse. The Rambam doesn't mention Kibbutz, Tiltum Mukse. He also had a Sakarka, Shemo Yishke Gumeis, Elon Kinoi Otto Bavoni. Because Shemo Yishke Gumeis, there's a big nachimura between Tesis and the Rambam. Let's say that outlaws. There's no Ashwa's Gumeis now. But according to Tesis, it's also to sweep the floor on Shabbos, because he's without all the mukzah, the dirt, I mean, that's mukzah, it's lechazal midah, according to this. But according to Rambam says that if it was chotzer b'avon, there's no ashrei zgumei, so then it's mutah. How about the tilchin? Because the Rambam teaches the tilchin atzad is mutah, the chakrila, and that's tilchin atzad. You don't move the dirt with your hand to sweep the floor of the hand, it will be awesome. But it's too easy. You do it in a new better way, to a sweeper. So if we would, some melee is tilchin atzad. So, now, and we pass in the tilchin, you see there are two kinds of tilchin of tzad. When the children are mixed up, sometimes people, sometimes even Rabbanim mix it up. There are two kinds of tilchin. Tilchin Matzad and tilchin Lachayad. Tilchin Lachayad means in a non-natural way. Let's say, tilchin Lachayad is muter under all circumstances. Suppose you have coins on the table. And you want, let's say, to put something for Suda Shabbos in that place. So you are allowed to push off the coins with your elbow, because that's tilchin Lachayad. It's an unnatural way. But when you take it in, when you move away with the pebbles and the dirt, I mean, that you have there, so is that an unnatural way? That's the most natural way. And to move it away with your hands would be unusual. So there's a natural way. But that's called tilchin natzad. In other words, it's not a direct tilchin. You are incalculated through the medium of the broom. Not direct, the medium. So, in Mukseh, there is a halacha of Tilchin Atzad. And we pass that Tilchin Atzad, your Torah depends. If you are without Tilchin Atzad, and you are not interested in the Mukseh, so then it's Osa. Then it's Osa. Then it's Mutah. But suppose you are without Tilchin Atzad, and you are interested in the Mukseh, so then it's us. For example, suppose you have many coins on the floor. Let's say a child went to the drawer of the parents, and they had the drawer, you know, let's say the parent has a grocery store, so he has 500 quarters and 500 half-dollar coins, you know. And the child, let's say, emptied out the drawer on the floor about 500 coins. So that's Shabbos. So you take it home, and with the broom you collect, you know, all the coins should be spread out all over the house. So to a safe corner. Then at the Shabbos you'll pick it up. So that's Tilchin Atzad. It's Tilchin Atzad. But you are interested in the coins. You don't want it to get lost. So then it's also. But when you take a broom and you clean away the dirt, you're not interested in the dirt. So then it's mutah. So why? But there is a definite distinction between tilchin lachayad and tilchin atzad. You'll see people who will talk to tilchin lachayad when it's tilchin atzad. I mean, it's two separate things. Tilchin lachayad is one thing, and tilchin atzad is something else. Tilchin lachayad is mutar under all circumstances. So let's say, with the elbow, you see, to move away the coins, let's say, the father will keep crushing himself on the floor, and then he will keep on pushing all the coins to a safe corner with his elbow, then it's mutar. But to take it boom, and collect them to a safe corner, then it's also awesome. Anyway, so the Shittas Rambam is that if Chotzer B'Avonim, then it's muta. Then it's muta. And but if it's a karaka floor, it's also because of Ashwari's goodness. Ashwari. So he says, Elim Kim Chotzer, if you also have it as a karaka, Shem Yashvi goodness. Elim Kim Chotzer B'Avonim. Elim Kim Chotzer B'Avonim. ומותר לזלף מים על גבי הקרקע ומחישי שמייש בגומיס שערים מוסחב מוסח. So the Rambam also agrees with Tosfos, but Lamutanei. Just, you see, not with the Bahak. The Bahak says, V'idne v'stil v'chachinim, sholat v'chachile, so it is reference to Kibbutz and Torah. Tosfos says it is reference only to Kibbutz. But Kibbutz is also for different reasons, for the Torah looks at it. Different reasons. The Rambam, so he doesn't agree with our Hebrews. And he agrees with Tosfos, but Lavan Tanei, that when Gemara says, it has reference only to Ribbutz, but Kibbutz is also. But Tosfos says because of Tuch Mukze, and the Rambam says because of Ashvoy is Unis. So, why is it Ribbutz also because of Ashvoy is Unis? Because it's saying Mishraven. So why is Kibbutz also as what you say, Kibbutz involves execration? Kibbutz involves execration. That we couldn't say, because if it involves execration, so why does the Rambam say, Shemo Yashvu Gumus? Shemo Yashvu Gumus? Maybe. No. Vadai Nashvu Gumus. So the Rav Amiri in Shabbos discusses that Rambam, and he says that Nire, that the Rambam Shita is, that Korah Upsikreshe is Osam Rabbah. And what is called Upsikreshe? When most of the time in it entails in Noch. But it's not 100%, it is 60%. 60%. So then, that's called Korah Upsikreshe. So Ribbutz is not even most of the time. Sometimes, and sometimes maybe it's 20% only when you pour water over a kalka floor. So maybe sometimes you are mashtigumis, but most of the time you are not mashtigumis. So maybe it's domishim scham mamish. So, but people, most of the time you are mashtigumis. So maybe the chachom say that it is so it is Osam Rabo, called secretion. So this is how the Rav Amiri explains the Rambam Shita. So anyway, so what we see, that the Rambam Shita is the Korah of secretion, where most of the time it entails the Melacha. So then it's Osam Rabo. Now we can understand the Gersa. Hayrei. So what is his girl say? Masha will destroy my madly. The Kriga Diume. Yoma will the Mahle, the Kanan Mahle, the Dilm, the Hake, Oser, Shibushu. So how can the rain just be explained? In other words, there the Kogi rain, when Yule says Mahle, the Kanan, the Dilm, the Hake, Oser, so Dilim doesn't mean because Dilim is no answer. It all depends what kind of hair you see. You can have a big chair. You can have a big chair. Let's say this chair. So for me it would be a little hard. I could also do it, but it will knock me out. I could carry this chair where I am. But it will probably knock me out too. So, but for a person who has coordination of both hands, so it's nothing. So this kind of dealing wouldn't be loyepsha. A table or a bed would be loyepsha. But a big chair like this wouldn't be loyepsha, would be considered action. But from the point of view of Korah Sikreshe, there's a difference between a small chair. So then, even most of the time, it will not make a reach. Or a big chair like this. A big chair like this, so most of the time, it will make a reach. So, when the Gemara in Shabbos says, Machlik is Biktanim Abba Bukdilim Dibrihakel Osa. It doesn't mean Bukdilim a big bed at the table that's Loyapsha. That the person couldn't carry. chariot in his hands. But it means a very big chair. It doesn't involve a hardship to pick it up. But daily, if it's a small chair, so then most of the time it will not make a difference. Only sometimes. But a big chair like this, so could 60% of the time entail a difference. So it's called integration. So it's also. And the shittah of the Yerevim is that the Kovic Kroche is also a rabbah, so that's a pshat. That could be a pshat in the Yerevim's case. So maybe it's not inconsistent with our Gemara, because Yerevim doesn't mean a big table, a big chair. So it's still a pshat from the point of view of an action or a pshat. But most of the time it will entail a asiyas chavit. Now, so anyway, teisa shite. Now, we're not going over inside the other teisas here, because there is nothing in those teisas. So that means we are finishing the Gemara next week, so we'll start the sugi of Yesh of Shvachit in the past, the sugi of Shvachit in the past, and Zevi the Gelen, and we should, in preparing that Gemara, we should go over the sugi in Abdizore Daf Mites, and in Abdizore Daf Samaches, of Zevi the Gelen. We should go over the Gemara. Alright, but anyway, but Tastes out of the shame as the kashe. How is it? The Gemara says, "Will have shown the chavim kolalim pligeh, kolalim pligeh." But neither a chumim situation. So tastes in the teres, tastes the rosh, that is the shalms in the teres that we are doing here where there is no situation. That tastes in the rosh and is shalms. But the ran chum is a different teres. The chayim in the sefer says that the Rambam Shita is also like an animal. The Ram is impaled on the reef, impaled by a mush. In the Sugya of Reich and Yuse, the Machlekes, between Rav and Levi, whether Reich and Yuse or Reich and Lava, in the Anoshe. The Ram, the Flamme Dalet, and the Gemara. I suppose they say the Gemara. The Flamme Dalet on the base. Omar Rav, the second line from the end of the night. Omar Rav, Bosa Shchute Shomi, Shetzoli B'tamarech of Mbosa Mbira Kofish. Also, Gehoz Lahai Mepatim Lehef. So it won't boil Bosa Shchuto at the same time, in the same time with Bosa Mbira, without contact, we didn't touch each other, so there is no idea. But the Bosa Mbira emitted the reyach, and the reyach was acquired, was absorbed by the bosor shchuto. So mele, so rab says it's off. Bosor shchuto mifatim bosor mele, vodor heich mifatim lehai, bosor mele chiz mifatim bosor shchuto. Kolein vashem eisen tam reichei, so reich alav mus. So, Rav says it's osa, because Reichel is, and Levi says, it's muta. It's muta. Maybe we should just read first the reef. On a Rav. Bosa, Shruto, Shomim, because actually the Gemara is not the Gemara in Chum. It's the Gemara in Pshochim, that I invoke. But the reef in Chum mentions that Gemara. amarrá vós as frutas chamas de sol, vós que veio com a voz, ó zo, ó cedo, ó zo, raim, fatum, lahei, lahei, vodó rei, com fatum, lahei, de leve, amarrá filho, vós as frutas, cochos, chetzolim, vós as veio, chamam, muter, lei, relav, milci, ó bat leve, o que lhe passa com a lei, ó bat leve, o que de risbolusse, bigdi, bidobará, rei, ó milce, tosco, borabusse, que leve, you are in the mood, you got sinner. Why do you cast him? He says that again you cast him like that. Why? So they mention another Gemara in Abizore, where the Gemara discusses the question of Rechemunse, but in another context. It's another context out there. Here Rechemunse is discussed in connection with the case where Basa Shutum, Basa Velo were born at the same time, the same oven. But there it's in connection, it's in another context altogether. Liyin bastie, el kichodim li Yisroel, yishapadam. Yisroel, li kichodim, bastie, el kichodim li Yisroel, shapadam. What is Bastia? Bastia means you have a chodesh shel yayin. So then you want to know whether the wine smells proper. So then you take, you bore a hole in the mikufas chodesh, in the lid of the chodesh. So then when you bore a hole, so then if it has a strong smell, so then you immediately sense it. That's called Bastia. So the Gemara says, now the Zohar that Samachlov, if it can be Yisrael Shapoto, in other words, you have Yisrael as a barrel of wine, and the Kehobi, and the Yisrael stands there, and then, but Yisrael doesn't know how to bore the hole. So then he calls in an Akum, and the Akum, he does it in one instant, he bores the hole. Mimele, so the Chavi, he's telling it's near the Chavi, yes, so immediately smell the Reach of the wine, you know. So he's not mitalter the Chavi Shal Yai, and so it doesn't become more, so that's Muta. So Bastil, the Chavi Yisroel Shabbat, Yisroel and the Chavi, suppose that the Chavi, his Yai is Yainesa forever. That's not the Yainesa Mamish in the Reise, but the Rabbon, that's from Yemen. So, and the Dakum tells the Yisrael to bore the hole, because the Yisrael is a dilettante, you know, he can immediately determine whether it's a good smell or not such a good smell. So, the question is, can the Yisrael do it for that? Because hopefully, so it has a good smell. So then he'll inhale, he'll enjoy the fragrance of the smell. So, and Stamienon, I mean Stamienon, according today, they are not in the Abizore, so it's Mutabanoi. But it's not a shaila whether it's considered like Sia or Anoi. But this man Chazal's Stamienon was also Banoi also. And here they could come to many Rishonim with the shiny is whether it's considered like seer. So maybe even today it should be also. So when the Reach comes out and he inhales it, so maybe it's also. So the Gemara has a machlokes there between Rabbi and Rav. Bastia, Chomri, Yisroel Shachetan, Yisroel with Yehovim, Rabbi on the Roser, Virod on the Muta. Abayu Maroseh Reiche Milzi, Firova Mamuteh Reiche Lav Milzi. So, according to Rove, Reiche is Lav Milzi. And whenever there is a Machlokes and Abayu Maroseh, the Aloch is like Rove, except in Yalkegam, this is not Yalkegam. He can't even call it Reiche Abayu Maroseh. Hilchas Kihove, Bam Yalke Gam. Wir schieben die Hilchas Kihove, die heute Reich Allah Nutzi, und Mele Shamanimene, die Hilchas Kihove, die Koi Kihove. So, alright, anyway. So then, Dran. Reich Allah Nutzi, Shalim Kamamoshi Shalisa. Wir schieben Shein Pitten sehr Reich Allahome, in the case of one boiling Wasser Schrott und Wasser Wehle in the same time or the same time, Lachum Chashmene. ובגדיל דבר אחר שצורי צמותן הרחוב ניתו על בסקיה פיר שרב על האורך שהוא נקף שנית מגוף סחוב יסמניך בפי על האופי הנקף וישי אפים רכש על יין כי ירדה הסמטיבה ולכל מיני יכול להיות שפה במה ובהול הכל מייחדו מידה ועבד הפשיטי ולהסתכנן לו משמיל או במסוי ובכל הבעיה אומר עושה הרבה חמילצי So, משום תרן says the פשט is not a contrabai פשוסה בכל זה זמרי Lavish Manoe, the Rechatu, Initzerle, the Kinen Hossam, the Gnore, Toktai, the Bible, Hobbit, the Tanoe, the Tanya, Rede, Paschamo, the Nostra, the Hobbit, the Yanish, the Tuno, the Neyar, Eisea, the Rebude Matia, in other words, suppose you baked pas, and then you take out the hot pas, and you put it on top of the obvious yang shall tumor. So merely the reach of the yang comes out and it's absorbed by the pass. It's absorbed by the pass. So the question is, someone is not a Kayan, is he allowed in the pass? And there is no Isaranoi. Isar is mutatanoi from tumor. He's not allowed to eat tumor. Still, the Gemara is tailored in the shadow where the reach and mutse or reach and mutse. So we see that the one who says Recham Mutse, so it's not because he has anoy. Because if Recham is Mutse, so the Reach that you absorb is considered like sin, as if he dreamt it, as if he ate it. And that's also a past rumor. So if the past is not a past rumor. But the yang is the yang shall tumor. So maybe if it absorbed the reach of the yang shall tumor, so when one eats it, in effect, it's considered like the yang shall tumor. But that's why it's just. But then I already passed on myself because the yang tumor and the yang is a good amount here. Rabbi Mata, the bike and the other, Rabbi Kadude, Rokhale Khamira Mishmanoi Nilsi, the Hanoi Tumi Shaye, the Rashoyu Ladeabo, Vedo Kanu and Chirachim and Domadosh is having his mutter. So he says, so maybe we cannot say because of this Hanoi over there, because Tumi is Mutter Banoi, and even if Tumo had been also Banoi, it still should be Mutter. Because he passed like Rakshinen, and he says the Russian is Chavim is Mutter. And the day Hanoi doing Chavim is Shaale, Pinuch HaFel Kosho, the Hoche Bada the Baskiye in Mishchanu Lehem is Niyah Yeser, the Lab Roshi Askin. So in other words, so it couldn't be Oser by Yah Yeser, that when a Jew bores a hole in the Niguf HaSachobies of the Yah Yeser, and he enjoys the smell of the Yain Eser, so it couldn't be also Mitzad Yisra Noe, because he's not Mitzhabin to have an Oe. He's Mitzhabin just to test it. And so Melee, so it opened up, and then everybody will know, the Goy himself will determine whether it has a pleasant fragrance or not. But he, the Jew, is the one, is the professional who knows how to bore a hole in it. He's not mishapen to have anoy. So Mele, why should it be awesome with anoy? So if Abai asks it, it's not on the score of anoy, but it's on the score of Sias Yainesa. Boche Bare Ubastien mishapen on Sias Yainesa. La Boshias Kino, Tichitem et Tichrei Shehu, Tichayno and the Midr of Shem Tichrei Shehu, Yomus Lese, the Indian Hanoye, Vadai Afal Gav Dari Tichrei Shehu Yishai. So the Ram mentions a bit Chilish. He says that when we say, when we say that the Korin Terav Shimon, even Epshav Lincha Mechabel, is Muter. That's what the Gemara says. The second version, so Epshav Lincha Mechabel is Muter in Alukhara. But according to Rav Shimon, so even Epshav Lincha Mechabel is Muter. According to Rav Shimon. We pass like Rav Shimon. So it means, Sotesa says, that's only the case where there is no situation. The Ram says, even the case where there is a situation. Let's say, if he goes in the street where the Chavim are very innocent, even if it's a case where it's definite 100% that he'll enjoy the incense, so it's still more. But made a Shimon situation in Yamus, so the Ram mentions a very much Kiddush. He said, in Nisa Amoye, so then Rav Shimon holds that Dovah Shem Yishabim is Muter, even if it's a situation. So when does Rav Shimon say that by situation, Dovah Shem Yishabim is Oseh, when it's not a Noe, not Nisa Amoye, which a Nisa of Yimaisi, but when Nisa is a Nisa of Amoye, not of Yimaisi, so then even if it's a situation, So it's still considered in Shabbat, that's what Shabbat is about. The Pahayu says that the Rambam Chitti is also like that, because when the Rambam passes the Aloha Panoya, put a lot of our Kochay. So it's Muter, Bein Noyakshah, Ulim Shabbat, and Bein Epshah, the Rambam doesn't limit it to a case where there is no situation. So it's Mashma in all cases, even if there is a situation. But maybe a pin situation will amuse. So Rav Chaim says the Rambam Chitta that's the Rav Chaim and the Chashabes and situation, so you mention it. That the Rambam Chitta is like the Ram Chuk. Anyway, so we see that the Ram is really can't take to see himself. Takes this himself and says it's only only when there is no situation. According to the Ram, even if there is a situation, we have to understand that so that Shimon, even by situation, holds the Dorosh and Salamanga. Now, if we say, I mentioned two shots in the Aloha situation. One is that if one is having to Maisa number one, and Maisa number one necessarily, without exception, entails mice and the two, so then the Kavone, he has in respect to mice number one is relates, applies and is attributed to mice number two. That's one explanation. The other explanation, Rashi's explanation, Rosh, his Rishon's explanation, is not that if Maisa number one necessarily without exception entails Maisa number two, so the Kavone that he directs to Maisa number one is attributed to Maisa number two. But if Maisa number one all the time, no matter how you do it, so necessarily entails Maisa number two, like chopping off the head of it or eye, so it always entails mice number two, so then it's the same mice, it's not two different mices. So we cannot say he's only having to chop off the head and not to kill. It's semantics if you put it that way. So it's semantics. Now, then, so that's the shita of Rashi, but apparently, the Ram Shita is not like that. The Ram Shita is that the pshat in situation is that if mice number one entails mice number two, so the Kavone is directing to mice number one is attributed and related to mice number two. So it's only when mice number two involves the mice, but when the Yisa of mice number two does not consist of mice. But of the Anoye does not involve Maisa. let's say, that I'm away from the joy. So it's a certain pulling in Tomasa. Tomasa, down away, it's not a pulling. When you enjoy progress, you do something. I mean, maybe something goes on in your system, but you don't do anything. It's a certain state of the good. You enjoy it. So then it's not just to say, the carbone I'm directing to my number one. So is attributed to the amoya that results from that mice. I was directing my carbone to the amoya that results from mice. If the mice number two consists in certain mice, the isa of mice number two consists in certain mice, so then we can say the carbone I direct to mice number one is in siachens to mice number two. But if the mice, the iser of number two is not a mice, it's anoe. To enjoy it. So we cannot say that the carbone I am directing to a mice number one relates to the anoe that results from the mice. So even by its friendship, it's still considered Dabashin Yishka. Alright, now, there are certain things that I want to discuss. That's the next week. But, there, we just discussed at the beginning of this year. I don't think we have to go over the other cases inside. Because there is not only a meaning in those cases that have to be discussed. Just the place that I'm in. So I don't have to spend the time next week on the other cases. And then we'll start the sugya of Deish Bachet in the past and Zeh here. Okay.
Shul Mondays, I'm Sachem Bela Sheshiva, Hey Adar Beis, Hey Tov Shemem Vav, March 16th, 1986, and Sunday.
The Mishnah Shabbos that the Rabban Bey says that one of the Lamites Melachas is Seder, captured, let's say. Seder means, Midraise, Dover Shepamini needs it. If you catch, you fly, so it's just a Rabban, but it doesn't, there is no Chiyut Habos, because it's not the usual thing to catch flies. A normal person does not engage himself in the occupation of catching flies. But if you hunt, if you capture a deer, so that's Dorosha Bibini Nitzet. So Mimele Yachai, or any animal that is the derech to catch them, to trap them. I mean, any pest that the derech of people is to trap them. So if you do trap them on Shabbos, Yachai Lachatos, that's Mimelechis. In Lachasim, so the Mishnah says that Chiboron days Yoshabo Echol Ala Pesach. Do you know? In other words, let's say a flea, a bee, ran into the house, the door was open. So who gave me? Sat down at the door, thereby preventing. Trying to prevent the deer to run out, but he didn't fill up the whole door. So in other words, the deer still has an opportunity to push himself through this open space. He's not so heavy as to lock up the whole door. So Yoshav Echol Al Pesach Lo Yimilu. So he only locked half of the door. So the tzvi was not as yet, by his blocking up half of the doorway, the tzvi was not as yet trapped. Then she came, and he saw the half of the doorway still open, so he filled up the other half of the doorway. B'yoshem Hashem u'lo, so Hashem chay, who is chay v'chatos, who does the melechah tzedek, Hashem. Not Ruben. Ruben didn't trap the deer as yet. Yoshav Horishin Al Pesach Umalo. Suppose it's so heavy, Ruben, that by sitting down in the doorway, he fills up the whole doorway. So he already trapped the tree. He already trapped the tree. And Boashin Yoshav is it. In other words, Ruben, this is Ruben, and God locks the doorway. So then Shimon sat down in front of him. So Shimon doesn't do any more trapping. The deer is already trapped. What does he do? The deer cannot come out anyway, even if Shimon didn't stand in front of Ruben. Only thing is, like if Shimon didn't sit down to again fill up the doorway. So suppose, so then if Ruben would stand up, then the tree would be able to run out. Now the Shimon sat down in front of Ruben, even if Ruben would decide to stand up and go away. So the tree will not be able to go out because Shimon is sitting. But at the moment when Shimon sat down in front of Ruben, the deer was trapped. So Mele, Ruben is higher, Shimon is potter. So, Yosh Hashem in low, Hashem in high. Yosh Hashem in Pesach in low, Yosh Hashem in low, Hashem in high. Yosh Hashem in Pesach in low, Ubo Hashem in Yosh Habitzide, Hapo Pishon in Lovichin Boloch Lei, Kobi Shem Chayet, Vashem in potter. Holy Moshe Dele, Linnail is basically Shem Rei, the Nitzo Tzvi Shomu B'Zeh. So the Mishnah mentions in Moshe. Suppose somebody locks the door of the house in order to watch the house against Ganodim. If he doesn't lock, so then Ganodim might come in and steal. But then It turns out that there was a cleaned house too. Some little by locking the door, and he thereby trapped the tree. Some male he's caught. The question is why? In this case, we should be hired. So the Rashbo mentions them. So he deduces from this Mishneh a very big fish, a striking fish. He says, suppose when is one hired, if let's say a tzvi runs into my house, the door was open, and then I close the door and lock the door exclusively for the purpose of trapping the tzvi. I won't have the tzvi. So then I'm hired. But suppose I would close the door anyway. Every time I go out of the house, I close the door because I'm afraid that Ganonim will come in and they'll steal. Now that it's stealing, so he has a double purpose in his mind to close the door. Number one, purpose number one, to watch the house against Ganonim. Purpose number two is to trap the tree, so he's caught. Since he was mishabe, to do it even without he being there, because he always closes the door when he goes out of the house, because he wants to watch the house against galavim, against burglars. Here he had a double purpose. So mele, the Rashba says, so he's put. So this is what the Rashba says. In the Pshat Mishnah, Holy Mosadine, Linea les Beise Lishinwe, Vinitso Shvi Shomo Besech. The Ram is massive. Another thing, it's massive. In such case, he's Mishav Malch. He's Mishav Malch. In other words, he would be Potter. According to whom? According to Abaye, I'll leave it on beauty, the second wash. So what is the second wash? The second wash is now the morning sorry. That Luya Shea Uko Mechaba. In other words, he always goes, let's say, to a certain street, to his place of work. And now this day, so the Jehovah happened to burn incense in that street. And he cannot avoid going to the factory because he has to make a living, so it's Lo Yavsha. It's Lo Yavsha. But, and if they didn't burn the incense, he would go with the goddess anyway. Now that they burn incense, so he says to himself, I'm going there anyway. Incense or no incense, I'm going there. So I might as well enjoy the incense. So I is solid the Rashi and everybody agrees that it's awesome. But the Rabbi Yudah, Sabai says, since Rabbi Yudah holds that Efsha it's also in Mishkan, and Lui Efsha it's Mutel, so the important thing is whether it's Efsha or Efsha, whether he has come on or don't come on, that important. And what he says, Rabbi Yudah is only Mechumre, that in Mishkan has the same deal as Mishkan by Efsha. But we could that Rabbi Yudah should say that Mishkan should have the same deal as any Mishkan by way of Efsha. Now, of course, when there is a machlokes between Abaye and Rabbi, so except in Altakam, we pass them like Rabbi. So that means that Allah is like Rabbi. Like Rabbi, even under the Rabbi Yudah, needless to mention, according to Rabbi Shimon, so even Abaye is made in the Nitzosra, and except for the Shiltes, except for not only Shiltes, I mean everybody, even the Shiltes is made in Ligabe Shabbos, that we pass from like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon, not like Rabbi Yudah. So how can the Rabbi say such a thing? It's Mamesh. Lo Yefshea, become a Chav. And he said, I'll leave it Eres. He's part of the Chatos. What? Even though he was Mishabe, to to trap the tzvi, because he was also mischavein to watch the house. So the Ram is masik and the Rashi. The Ram is masik and the Rashi. He says, in this case, it is needless even to mention that he's had a house. He was managed his house. But he goes further than the Ram. And he says, suppose he's not his having to trap the tree. As a matter of fact, he doesn't even, he wouldn't, if he didn't have to watch the house, he wouldn't have. If he didn't have any property and money in the house, he wouldn't have closed the house, he wouldn't have bought the house. But he's locking the house because every time he goes out of the house, he locks the house to watch it against them all. So now that there is a tzvi also, so where it's not mischavim at all, but it's a tzikreishe. So then, made the Rav Shimon tzikreishe, that it's also a mischayv, so it's chayv ha'chatos. So the Ram asks two kashis. One kashi is in the case of where is mischav mamesh, but is mischavin also to watch the house. So then, of course, it is us. That's the machleket between Abaye and Rode. How did Rav Yehuda? So first of all, we pass like Rode, and then the machleket in Abaye. When I say how did Rav Yehuda, but how did Rav Shimon, everybody is made it. That the loyek shall come mechave is a certain mechay. Then he says, not a kasha. Even if he wouldn't be mischavim to trap the deer, and he would be mischavim only to watch the house, he is also chay the house. So what's the trap in the Mishnah? Holy Moshe, they know the nail of the face in Shemrei, the means of Shvisham of Shvichay, so it means this. Suppose, the house is already locked. The house is already locked, and the tree is there, but it's already locked. Let's say the tree ran into the house a few minutes before Shki, and now it's already Friday night. It's Friday night, so. The Balabai is besides, true is luck, but you can't trust the Gemara. One luck is not enough. So he locks it, the second luck too, in order to be protected the Gemara. So would he be higher? Of course not. That's the Pshat. Holy Zedin of the year is basically Shemre, the means of three shots. But in the case where the door is open, and he deliberately locks the door with a twofold purpose. Number one, to watch it against the Malim. Number two, to trap the deer, and of course it's Hayrachat. And even if he does it not with a twofold purpose, just one intention, to watch it against the Malim, but it's Tzikarech. It's Hayrachat. Now, the Ram is underneath. That's on a test. But then he comes, oh, it's Ganavi will need 2 lakhs to close. So then he's not doing anything. Avatisha basically Shviral Shmorosi Mika, Lamrina Rezeki Chodis, Nishi Molin Rahu, Shemo Yad Losses in Tachis. That's the Mika. In other words, why did Mishnah to tell them? Yet but one, you know, somebody is very stubborn and he could present an argument that he is in fact right, because for the same reason that he lacks it again, another lack, because 1 lakh is not enough of the shmira, a guarantee against the money. So against the tzvi also 1 lakh might not be a sufficient guarantee. The tree is very, very, very handy, the tree. So maybe he'll open the door if it's only locked by 1 lakh. So suppose if he wouldn't have locked it in the 2nd lakh, maybe the tree would have been able to go out, maybe. And then now that he locked it, so we don't say that. The fact is that it was closed without his locking in the 2nd lakh.
אף זה השם הקים שבשור שיושע ביתר יושע אין חייבנס לסטלית לשולח מסטלית לשולח אין עד הפשט למישני it might be the mission that was the case where the door was open but the tree was tied so the tree was stepped anyway so then he came and locked the door because of the anomaly then the tree managed to loosen himself some melee, if he hadn't closed the door. So after the tzvi had loosened himself and been thrown out, now as a result of his closing the door, so even after the tzvi ultimately loosened himself, he still cut. That's it. But at the time when he closed the door, the tzvi was tight. So melee, he doesn't do anything. ובירושלמים נראה שהתירו לינר בתחילו בייסי ולשמי הבייסי וצפי של זה ויאת אז בוא סייס כמו שאום ניץ משמע תתיבו לך תחיל it's never to close the door as long as he has a twofold purpose number one to watch the house against the novin number two to trap the deer in as much he would have done it anyway even if the deer hadn't been there some melee in other words it's like a buyer with a rabbi but number one we don't pass cleaning like a buyer we pass like Chove and number two that even according to a buyer is only a little rabbi and we don't pass like a rabbi we pass like a shule alright okay how many years you tell me to me to feel a basic to wish the basis to wish the תכתיבו שהוא צורך לשמר בייסי, אף עוד פי שם ניקח מצטצבי, מילא מותר, ובלבד שם יסחב לשמר ספי בלבד. So when is it to say only when the motive is exclusively the trapping of the tree. But if it's a double motive, so then it's מותר לך תחיל. So he mentions here a shout. דוחק עשינו בירושם ובייסי בעבון בשביל מוכנים הוא יוצאי רוצתי דרכי ומסחב את מילוי בעדי בינו ובעדי ועל עצמי מותר and on the surface the Yerushalmi appears to say what the Rashba says so מסחב את מילוי בעדי בינו ובעדי ועל עצמי מותר רואו תינק מבעדי עבינו ונשחבים להלייסי ולהלייס נחיו של דוג מיני מיד, זה נזרנדי let's say, suppose suppose a teenage child was drowning in the river. So there is no doubt that he is allowed to do a thousand milachim in order to save the child. Now, bringing up the, he had, let's say, a mitzvah, a keli. So if he traps the child in that keli, so that how come the bach nefesh? There is no tzei on the child, so it's mitzvah. But suppose you cannot trap the child, bring the child in the mitzvah, unless you catch fish of. Is it possible? There are many fishes in the river. So if you trap the child in the mitzvah, you'll trap dogim also. So of course it's the biggest mitzvah to tell him. You do, and you will be having to scoop the child in that mitzvah. And even that necessarily entails the scooping of fishes, because nefesh, so it's not hard. But what did he do? He didn't have his intention was not 100% pure. When he put the mitzvah in the river, so he had a twofold intention. Number one, to bring the child in the city. And number two, I might as well catch some fish too. So there Yerushalmi says, of course he's allowed to do it, because he'll ask us, can I bring up the mitzvah with the child in it, even though it will necessarily entail bringing up the fish? So tell him yes, but we will tell him, but you intend to bring up the child, don't intend to bring up, you bring up fish, it's okay, fine, but you, so he had an extra intention, so that's me. In other words, suppose there is a building collapsed and there's a lot of debris. So then, and there is a person under the debris. So he's trying to remove all the stones and so on in order to bring up the person, maybe he's still alive. Of course it's Gach Nefesh. But there is gold too. So he has a kavone to bring up the person under the debris and the gold too. So he has no avail. But he said, Hodoma mishabu nir vade, loy vade lo vada achikoma. But actually, on the surface, the Yerushalmi appears to say what the Rashba attributes to Yerushalmi. There's the second cash. Even if he's not mishaving to trap the tzvi, just watch the house. But he knows that by closing the house to watch it against another, it will necessarily entail the trapping of the tzvi. So he's also high. Tzikhej, v'ayne l'arminam. Chum v'chutim v'lefshon tzikhej v'yamus. Oh, v'ofat v'yoshalme, v'zu shomu v'yoshalme, v'yenacharu, v'yemashim, v'yishabim, v'yine l'zbeise, v'yishabim, v'yitzvi, v'yav, v'yav, v'yishah, v'yakim, v'yotzah, tzvi, v'yishomu v'yishay, muta, v'yishim, 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 But he had, what Yerushalmi means is this, keeping the emotions in your heart. You know, some may wait, close the door to watch it against the noise. Then somebody comes to the thing. Or you lock the door, you know that 5 minutes before, a tree went to the house. So it's not since at a time when he did it, he had no idea that there was a tree in the house. So we don't tell him, you have to reopen the door in order to liberate the tree. Because at that time, there was no ability to go. So melee is not the way to open the door. Not the way to. So the Yerushalmi mentioned the case of teenage, together with this, even though there it's different, there it means that Tidin Chathchila is allowed, to have to come on us, because he's mechuyev to do that at anyway. He's mechuyev to do that at anyway. But anyway, so that's the machlekes between the Rashbo, between the Rashbo and the Rashbo. Now, what's the pshat? What's the pshat in the Rashbo? So, actually, there are two kashis. Ran is raising two kashis. One kashi is that we'll start the second kashi first. Even if he's mishaving only to watch the house, and he's not mishaving to trap the deer, he should be hired, because it's a creation. And the second kashi is, especially in this case, where he's mishaving mamash. So he certainly has. Now, but actually, where is mishaven to go? It's analogous to the case of loyev shavalik mishaven. Here it's also loyev shavalik mishaven. He has to watch the house against Ganon. And even if the tree hadn't been there, he would do the same thing. Just as over there, he has to go to work, otherwise he'll not make a living. So, he would enjoy the incense anyway, even if he didn't have an intention. So, but now he's having an intention to enjoy it, the incense, the real incense. So then, a little bit of Rav Shimon, everybody agrees with each other. And a little bit of Yuri, it's a machlekes havayah and rovin, the law is like rovin. So how would the Rashi say that? So currently, the Rashba shittin is, No, let's first answer the second kashi. Second kashi is, even if he's mishaving only to watch the house, and he's not interested, he's not mishaving to trap the tree, he should be hired because neither Rav Shimon the situation of Yom Tzvah. So the tendency is, the Rashba is the shite of Rashi in Tzvah. Rashi says, Mizalkin Yayin al Gabi Rishi. So you can pour the wine on his behalf, and even though it's a situation that when you pour wine, the keeping gases in the form of ejecting, so then you must necessarily extinguish the fire, and there is a lot of ish coming to the promise they are, you see, okay, but since he can pour drop by drop, then he won't have to extinguish the fire, so maybe it's smoother even to pour in the form of ejecting. That's the pshat. But if he pours in the form of a jet, so then he will necessarily extinguish the fire. So he raised the fear. What's the pshat? In situation, the marshal is somebody wants to have the head of a bird for his child to play with and child. So he chops off the head of the bird to give it to the baby. And then he says, I wasn't mishaven to them. I was only mishaven to chop it there, so of course. It's no argument. In other words, it is behind. It's situational. You almost chop off your head and not then. I mean, that's impossible. That's impossible. So what's the pshat? When you chop off the head of the dog's heart and you're not mishaven to the nature of the Nishama. So shut the gate. That's the hour. In Dodo Shin's having his book there. But if somebody is discovered to mice number one, and mice number one is selling entails, mice number two, even though he doesn't, is not discovered to mice number two, but the kavone to mice number one is nisyachases to mice number two, is a tribute that relates to mice number two. That's one way of explaining. The other way of explaining that is not that the kavone to mice number one relates to mice number two. But since it's impossible to chop off a head without deadening it, so then it's hainak, it's a neck. So it's only semantics when you say, I was mishaven to kill, I was only mishaven to chop off the head. It's hainak, chopping off the head and killing the hainak. It's semantics. It's semantics. Oh, so Mila Rashi he explains it in the second one. Not that if he's mishaven to mice number one, so the kavone that is directed to mice number one relates to mice number two. No, if mice number one always necessarily entails mice number two, so then it's not two separate mice. It's not mice number one, mice number two. It's enough. Some melee. His chayek is mishaven mamesh. Just semantics. He just says, I didn't mean that. I didn't mean that. He meant that. He meant to chop up the head. So Meila Rashi says, when can we say that it's Hainah? It's in the case of chopping up the head of God. So there is no situation of chopping up the head of God high without killing. Impossible. Machinkin in this case, if the mitzvah had been that every time you pour one upon the fire, you must necessarily extinguish the fire. So then, pouring one on the fire would be identical with extinguishing the fire. But since it's possible to pour one drop by drop, not in the form of it, and not extinguish the fire, so maybe that's a riot that it's not identical act. So if it's not identical act, it means, so even if you pause in the form of a jet, but he's not mishavi to extinguish, so he's considered a mishavi. So maybe we can understand the Rambam's halacha that in the case where he's not mishavi, so then it's muta, and it's not secret. Like Rashi Shita in Zvochim, like the Tesus Rashi Bo here in Zvochim. We discussed it last week. But now the Rashi Bo goes one step further, and he says, even if he's have mamesh to the Bo, so it's also muta. But then it's mamesh, the case of Luyefsha Ukonechabe, so Bina Baye Bin Rove Amide Alim Rabshine is Hayek, and according to Rove Ibn Alim Rabshine is Hayek, and we pass like Rove, we pass and pass like Rabshine, the answer is. Now, we see that the most shame holds the team of you that says Dovashin is Hayek in his Osea. So, Kolatere Kule is Hayek. See if he knows him, will just straighten out his hair with his hand and will pluck out two hairs his chayef knows. But by Shabbos, Rabbeinu would mean it that his brother, if somebody would walk on grass on Shabbos and will pluck out grass, his brother. Why? Because the last of Shabbos is most Hashemites say that he gives him human after the Dalet. And even according to other girls, so Tesus explained the letter. There is a shit in the country, but most Christians say that by Shabbos is not a why, because Melech's Mashiach. So by Shabbos, there is a special law of Melech's Mashiach. So the Ashboshit is that der Machleike between Kabai and Ove. Es tu eva vui efsha vui kom chave is osra mutera and both being made that I would have seen in its us in chai and the machleike is the only I would have jude and of course we passed from a chode so even I would have jude it's osra that's in kolate kule where there is no din of melechas machshet machshet in by Shabbos there is a special aloche of melechas machshetes. So really, when is it the melechas machshetes? If the meloche is the exclusive intention, but if the primary intention is something else, like here, his primary intention is to watch the house every time when there is a tree, there is no tree. So he closes the house. So his primary intention is to watch the house against the lobby. But now, coincidentally, Agavuche, he has another intention. I'm doing it anyway, so it says. So I might as well have another intention. But that's only coincidental intention. It's not the primary. It's not the primary intention. So really, it's not the last machine. So Beinu Rabbi, the Beinu Rabbi Shimon is proper. Beinu Rabbi, the Beinu Rabbi Shimon, that's the Shita Rabbi. In that child, what's the pshat in Beit Rav Shimon Sifrei Shmuel? Whether it's halacha, that if somebody is mischaveing mice number one, and mice number one necessarily entails mice number two, so the havona directed to mice number one relates to mice number two, or not really havona that is directed to mice number one relates to mice number two. Since it's impossible to do mice number one without mice number two, so it's an act, it's the identical act. It's the identical act. So apparently that's the machlekes between the Rashba and the Ram. You see, the Ram says that in this case, even if he's mischaveing only to watch the house and not to trap the tree, so it's also hard because neither of him is creation. But if the Ram's pshat had been that the reason stripes is creation is high because it's identical act, he couldn't say that closing the door of the house is the identical act as trapping it just because it happens now that it's in the house. And most of the time when you close the door of the house, so you don't trap it. So here just a coincidence. So if we still around the flies the law of Tikresha, so we see the point around the Pshat of Tikresha is that if he's mischaving to mice number one, and mice number one under the circumstances happens to entail, to necessarily entail mice number two, so the intention that he has to mice number one is relates to mice number two, not because it's an achi the same act. And the Rashba, he holds like Rashi, the reason of psikresha is because if it always has one entails the other, so then it's an achi, it's the same act. Let's see, I think the Rabban Hananel in Shabbos that from Gimur, it's mashma that he also explains situation, because if one act necessarily entails another act, so it's the identical act. Why? Because most Shemim, when they explain the Moshe of Tikresh Lo Yomus, they apply it to Shabbos. In other words, if somebody needs the head of the tzipeah as a toy for his child, so he chops off the head of the tzipeah in order that his child should have the head of the tzipeah as a toy. Rabbi Chananel doesn't apply it to Shabbos. He applies it to the tzipeah. Applies it to the tzipeah. Moi der Gashim, die sich reiche William aus Peos, das gut war mit Gimmel und mit Aue. Just von Tag, Moi der Gashim, die sich reiche William aus Peos, der Gashim in Eide, die Dobo, die in Bo, die in Odom, die Chaita, die Reiche, Odom, not the Rambam mentioned that in connection with the Reiche of the Zippe. Aber von Anne, er applies it not to the Reiche of the Zippe, but to the head of a human being. Die in Odom, die Chaita, die Reiche, Odom, ואין ראשי כאן נושא להביסה, אלא הייצי אס מומני. His intention is not only as long as he has the head and his body, he cannot pull out the money from his pocket. But the moment he chops off the head, then it will be easy for him to take out all the money from his pocket. If one of the shrewd lawyers so would find out this Rabbi Chananel, he would use it as a defense. You know, someone who is charged with murder. So he said, "Veila sheikam noselam." He said, "El heitzias momene shein sheinale el donei se din peri nefesh kach kol tova shein zbaro she also listen lohe in English lo miskam noselikach shechaygam avchemeli." Why does the Rach have to apply it to the Sikha? Why can, and to human being that? The Sikha human being. So, not to the Tzipa, because the Tzipa you couldn't take out the money from the pocket of the Tzipa. So, why? Because the Rang's Rach Shiti is, the Pshat of Sikhreishi is not if that the Kamone you direct to Mice number one, if it entails necessarily Mice number two, so it relates to Mice number two. No, because it's Einach. So, in order to give an example where it's Einach, it's a very good example. Somebody chops off the head of a human being, and then his defense is, I didn't do to kill him. He could have lived through, I mean, I only wanted to prevent his ability to prevent my taking out the money from his pocket. That was a sure way of preventing that he shouldn't. He shouldn't be able to prevent my taking out the money from his pocket. Right. So that was it. Okay. Now we have to go start the Gemara. Itmar. No, sorry about that. So he has to go down. Yes,
we want to see that from Sipur at the Tiny Hach.
What?
From the Rach, we want to see that from Sipur at the Tiny Hach.
From Tipa, you could still say, you know, that because the Kavone is directed against directed to the chopping off of the head of the Tipa relates to the mice of the Tipa. But here, it is such an example because he actually wanted to kill him. But he was not interested in the death of the person. His ultimate purpose was to be able to get his money. So of course, it goes without saying that he is a Ritzeach in his highness. Because according to the Rach's explanation, so he mamishet kavonet to kill him. Why did he do that? Because, but he had covenant to kill him because he wanted to have his money. In other words, the death of the person was not an end in itself. The end was the money. Well, you ask me, it's Tano Vicharayim, Tano Rabbonon, Tano Roshi, Sikhi, Vicharayim, Und die Kaschen schon vor der Schere hin, heute ist Jutat, Josch und Jutzang. So, die Klippe alle, Klippe diese mit mir. Schafin dich wohl krieg, wie er zu dem ich schon gehe. Die kleinen Kaschen vor der Schere, hat er los, die kleinen Sitte, so rasch, you see. He was in the every word in the morning. Why is it that the Braise uses the Russian Klippi Ole, the peel of Ole, or the straw of Klayaka? Why could we say Klippi Ole of Klayaka or Kashi Shalom of Klayaka? Why in respect Ole mentions, the Tanya mentions the peel of Ole? The peel of the foot of all. In respect to Klayakarem, he mentions the straw. So Rashi gives a very simple parents. Because when the Torah mentions, is there a Chumashiyah? From the Torah.